Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, set your face against Mount Seir and prophesy against it, and declare that this is what the Lord God says. Behold, I am against you. O Mount Seir, I will stretch out my hand against you and make you a desolate waste. I will turn your cities into ruins, and you will become a desolation. Then you will know that I am the Lord. Because you harbored an ancient hatred and delivered the Israelites over to the sword in the time of their disaster, at the final stage of their punishment. Therefore, surely as I live, declares the Lord God, I will give you over. It will pursue you, since you did not hate bloodshed. It will pursue you. I will make Mount Seir a desolate waste, and will cut off from it those who come and go. Valleys and in all your ravines, I will make you a perpetual desolation, and your cities will not be inhabited. Then you will know that I am the Lord, because you have said these two nations and countries will be ours, and we will possess them, even though the Lord was there. Therefore, surely as I live, declares the Lord God, I will treat you according to the anger and jealousy you showed in your hatred against them. And I will make myself known among them when I judge you. Then you will know that I, the Lord, have heard every contemptuous word you uttered against the mountains of Israel, when you said they are desolate, they are given to us to devour. You boasted against me with your mouth, multiplied your words against me. I heard it myself.
This is what the Lord God says. While the whole earth rejoices, I will make you desolate, as you rejoiced when the inheritance of the house of Israel became desolate, so will I do to you.
You will become a desolation, O Mount Seir, and so will all of Edom. Then they will know that